Welcome to the second installment of Business Coaching by Dana on socialcats.net. I want to wish everyone a very happy Columbus Day. If you are off today, I hope you're enjoying the day. And if not, then I hope you're quietly listening in from wherever you're working from. So this is Dana Della Camera, and we are going to be doing some of our own discovery today about personal discovery and business discovery. So I want to just kind of recap last week's show, bring everybody up to speed for our new listeners, and then we'll move right into our topic for today. So in last week's show, we spoke about playing, being playful, speculating about the possibilities of dreams that we had from our past, from our childhood, and interviewing our family and friends about, you know, different strengths that they see that we have, or weaknesses, or careers that maybe they always thought that we would go into, and really just reconnecting with those people and giving them an opportunity to share their dreams for us or to share their vision of us. And it's always nice when it's so beneficial when you can see yourself through someone else's eyes and how you're coming across to people in the world. Because a lot of times, sometimes there can be a disconnect. So I could experience, I know for myself in my own life, I thought that I was very family oriented. And then when I actually spoke to my family and asked them their perception, you know, they said that I was very business and career minded. So that was a great opportunity for me to reconnect with my family and make sure that I spent some more time with them and created specific events with them. So it's always great to get that input and feedback, especially from people that love you and want you to succeed and are invested in your success. And then also the next step was to write these things down. Grab a journal and let yourself dream. Give yourself the permission to write down anything you wanted, anything that excites you about life, anything that you're passionate about, and narrow down the top three, and then share. So you definitely want to share with all the people in your life and even strangers that you meet on the street things that you're interested in doing and passionate about. Because as soon as you start sharing that in the world, the more you share it, the more it becomes real. And the more people you'll see, the universe will start bringing people and putting people in your life out of nowhere that can contribute to you and that have something to offer to you, or that would be maybe a great business partner or just maybe a support team or person or referral. So there's a lot of benefit to sharing yourself and allowing people to contribute to you. It was really great because I got some feedback from a listener on the show last week, and she was saying that, you know, she doesn't share as much with her family. So by listening to the show, she said, gosh, you know, I definitely want my family to support me, and I want them to know what's important to me and what I'm passionate about, and I just haven't been sharing it with them. And I guess she never really heard it like that before, about really just sharing your heart, sharing yourself for the sake of allowing people to contribute to you, and then allowing the universe to bring you the things that you say that you want. And then also what happens when we do that, or when you do that, is that people in your life will start listening to you as who you say that you are. Okay? This is very important in life, because not only do all these people that love you in your life, they have ideas and they have opinions of you because they've known you from the past. So this gives them an opportunity for them to know you newly inside of whatever you're passionate about or creating now, whether that's a new career or a new business or some type of new opportunity or area of you that you haven't shared yet with them. So they get to learn, like they get to meet you, in other words, newly. And I remember when I first started singing, no one knew that I was a singer because I just wasn't sharing that passion for singing with my friends and family for fear of what they might think. Am I going to be good enough? All of those conversations. What if I fail? I mean, these are very normal human conversations that, you know, people have, and you're going to have your own conversation. But in the end of the day, I just kept sharing about what I was passionate about, and pretty soon I started performing, and I got invited to perform, and people started introducing me as, you know, as someone who is a singer. So it's very interesting. So the more you share, the more people will be able to assist you on your journey to success. And they will start sharing for you and start bringing opportunities to you, which is definitely what you want to do. You want to be working smart and working hard, okay? Great. So then the next thing was to enlist your accountability drill sergeant. Now, I say that very lovingly, and you can say it however you like, but this is just really someone that you're going to allow to hold you accountable. And my cousin in Boston had offered to be my accountability drill sergeant. And you know what? I'm actually going to take him up on it. So, we're going to work that out this week. So I'm very excited about that opportunity to connect with him in a new way and contribute to each other. So, and that came out of this call, which was completely unexpected. So, Eddie, watch out. We're going to create some awesome things together. I'm super excited. And thank you for sharing this show with all of your friends and family and people in Boston. All right. So then we were talking about creating your master schedule. And really, when we're looking at scheduling our life and writing things down, it becomes a million times more powerful because the level of intentionality is elevated. It's increased. And the power is just, it really is more concrete, okay, to building the foundation of your life, your business, your career, your passion, whatever it is that you're working on growing, okay? So, you know, if you had challenges with that this week, maybe you're a spontaneous person and you don't like to schedule things and you like to go with the flow because maybe you think it's schedule things and you might cut out other opportunities or not be available. So the idea is not to have the schedule be a trap. The idea is to schedule to be intentional about producing a result because you can be as intentional as you want. And if you're not producing a result, then the intentionality doesn't make the difference that you want it to, okay? So really, when we schedule ourselves, we also give ourselves freedom and permission to do something for a certain amount of time, and then when we stop doing that, we don't have to feel bad or beat ourselves up over it because we don't think we spent enough time or, oh, I should have spent more time on that and this and that. So, you know, scheduling, if you can look at scheduling as an opportunity for your freedom and power to see how your life goes, it can be your best friend and one of the most powerful tools you can have as a person, as a business professional, as an entrepreneur, okay, as an artist and whatnot. So, all right, so today we're going to dive right in to understanding the benefits of regret. And sometimes you could say, how is there any benefit to regret? And really, there are so many because when we look at things in the past, maybe that haven't worked out for us or not worked out the way that we wanted, even if we gave it our all, a green light, if you will, to the things in life that are important to us. So if you look at those opportunities as areas and room to grow and just learn the lesson and move on, that is golden. Because the things you regret, it just, you'll see, wow, I didn't even know that this was that important to me. Even if it was something from a childhood memory that you regret not going after, you regret not doing something, or, you know, you regret not moving here or doing this, all of these things are things that we can always take a new action in today. It's, you know, we don't have to leave them there, okay? And some of them we will leave behind because, as we grow and change and shift, our lives change, our priorities change. However, whether it's something that you want to take a new action in today or not, it sheds some light on the foundational things that are the most important to us, and it also shines a light on what we're passionate about. And some people are saying, oh, I'm not sure what I'm passionate about. Well, if you're not sure, and if you're not sure what's next for you, this is the perfect place to look at, because it will definitely bring those things to your attention, okay? And then you'll be able to reinvent them or recreate them for yourself newly, now, given the new person that you are today with all the lessons and everything you've learned. And I was reading a really amazing article today. Actually, it's in this month's Shape magazine. It's called Decisions, Decisions, written by Karen Lipinski. And there are a couple of really key things that I'd like to really follow up with and illustrate this further, which is that not to worry about making the perfect decision. You know, sometimes we have an opportunity and we analyze it to death because we want to make the perfect decision. We want it to be right. And sometimes, you know, we can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, or, you know, until we question, is this the right decision? What is the right decision? I want to make the right choice. And then fear comes in, for fear of making the wrong choice and not making the right choice. So when we have it, when life occurs to us that we want to make a perfect choice or we want to do something perfectly and kill ourselves to be perfect, what happens is that we become disappointed and not satisfied. So, and most of the time it's because we run ourselves ragged trying to fulfill something that's impossible to fulfill anyway. So if we just ask ourselves the question, what will I be satisfied with? So that's a really, to me, I had never heard it like that. And I hear a lot of power. So what would I be satisfied with? And then go after that. Create that. Ask for that. Okay? And then the other thing that goes along with that is, you know, that way things don't become heavy and significant. Because when we make things that they have to be perfect, it becomes like, it becomes like heavy, and it becomes emotional, we lose the joy around the opportunity because of all the pressure that we place on ourselves. So if we take away the significance and we just ask ourselves that question, all of that significance goes away and we're able to be satisfied with the choice. And then the other piece that goes along with that is to follow your gut. Sometimes we get stuck in making the right, the right choice, and our heart is telling us one thing, and our mind is telling us something else. When we don't follow our gut, then we start second-guessing ourselves. And there's certainly no power in that. So if we follow our gut and we go with what we're satisfied with, we will be happy, and we will be satisfied, and we will be moving our life forward. So I just really wanted to share that because it makes such a difference. And instead of making an emotional decision, we'll be making a really smart decision. And then there's some other things here. You can, you know, make a list of the pros and the cons. And you always want to find a quiet place. And if you have an opportunity, you don't ever have to give an answer right away. Just ask if you can have 24 hours to think it over. I always recommend this to people who have job offers. And just think it over and sit and find a quiet place where you're not stressed out. And just give yourself some space to really think about what would be best for you. All right? And then also, you can always ask people. And interestingly enough, scientifically, they have studies that our elders in their older years do have a lot of wisdom. And they have an area of the brain that is stronger in rational thinking. So it would also be great to consult with an elder person in your life that you really respect to give you another fresh perspective on something that is very important to you as well. So I kind of thought all those things were wrapped into one. And I thought they were very powerfully delivered today, and I wanted to share that with you. Okay, so the next thing I really want to talk about today is research. So a lot of times, you know, we hear research and we think, oh, this is going to be hard. Why do I have to do this? I don't want to. There's, you know, so many things that come up. It's just like school, this isn't fun. And then there's those others of you that are listening in like, oh, I love research. What are you talking about? It's fantastic. I love it. Wherever you are, it's perfect. So I want to share with you a couple of resources for you to start researching your passions, your interests, your businesses, your ideas, so that you can set yourself up for success and take the next step towards your success. So one of the first things I want to cover is Google Alerts. If you're not sure about this, if you, you know, when you have your Gmail account, you definitely want to have a Gmail account and set it up. So if you don't have a Gmail email, I would recommend that you definitely create one and set up your Google Alerts. So what this does is you can track topics of interest. So there's like snippets of valuable information from published, like newly published reports, press releases, all kinds of things. So if you just go to www.google.com/alerts, you can put in a search for a query, okay? So I would definitely recommend that you put your name in that query. So anytime your name comes up online, it will automatically send to your email whatever or wherever you've been mentioned and what it was about. So you can track how many times you've been mentioned online. And this also covers mentions in Facebook and Twitter and websites and press releases. Okay, so it's very comprehensive and it lets you know who's talking about you, and that is a definite opportunity for you to create a new client or to reach a new market. Okay? And you know, there's options here on their result type, if you want everything, if you just want news or video or blogs, how often do you want to receive it, once day, as it happens, once a week. So there's so many things. And then you can also, you know, you can deliver it, you know, you want to deliver it to your email account. So, but it's really easy to set up, and you definitely want to create one for yourself, and then you can create all kinds of other ones that you want based on your interest in the research or the market that you want to meet. Okay, the next one, and it's very simple, user-friendly, and it takes about 2 seconds to do. The next one I want to go into is Smart Brief. And I did post this actually on my Facebook page, Dana Della Camera on Facebook, or Business Coaching by Dana. And the website is smartbrief.com. This website is really great because it publishes summaries of the most important headlines and over 100 industry newsletters. So this is really a great way for you to get a broad idea of what's happening in your area of interest or your business, so you can see what's working, not working, or not working as well as you'd like it to in your business or in other businesses, you can get ideas. The idea here in business is not to reinvent the wheel. It's to decorate your own wheel, how it's going to work for you and your business, so you can put your own spin on it. And so you can learn so much here through Smart Brief. And it's a snapshot. It's comprehensive. If you want to read more, you can. And it also has some case studies as well of things that have worked for other people in your industry. So you can definitely learn from them. And the point that I want to bring up here is that market research can be easy and fun and free. You don't have to pay a big company to run a bunch of reports for you with blessing of technology. You can also look at the U.S. Census Bureau website and get different ideas of demographics in your town, in your city. There's another one that if you want to have a storefront and you want to find a place where you to have your store, that you can find it there as well. So there's different places that can help you. Mostly speaking, I focus not so much on storefront locations, but really utilizing the web. It's great to have a storefront location, and it's imperative that you also have a web presence. So if you do have a storefront location and you don't have a website, you definitely want to put that on your list of top priorities, because you're missing a part of the market that you can get from selling your goods and services online, okay? And in a little bit, I'll be posting some additional resources of either people or resources that you can reach out to that can assist you with creating a website, okay? A network of professionals, if you will. All right, once we've done our research and we get a really good idea of what we're doing, what's going on in the market, how are you going to position yourself in the market, you want to start getting some feedback about what your demographic, what your target audience wants, okay? So once you ask yourself these questions, which is, what is the problem you are solving? Who has the problem? Why do they have the problem? What metrics do these customers use to measure success? Is the problem worth solving for your audience? Why is it compelling? Because if you have a business or product, but it doesn't solve a problem, or it doesn't solve a big enough problem that people are compelled to purchase it immediately, then you might want to revisit and look at it and ask yourself, is this really, am I heading in the right direction? How many people have this problem? How big is the market? What information are you relying on to prove that your market exists, is large enough, and will buy it from you? Okay? These are really powerful questions. And how much is your audience willing to pay to solve their problem? Okay? Now, a lot of these are fundamental, you know, questions that you can answer in your research, and these are the questions that any investor is going to be asking you. If you haven't been watching Shark Tank or aren't sure what it is, I highly recommend that you watch, I believe it's 8 p.m., watch Shark Tank on ABC, and definitely start looking at the questions, listening to what it is that they ask all of the people who are pitching their business and services. It's these questions right here. Because if you're selling something only to women, women right now are 51% of the population in the United States. So from an investor, you've already cut out half your profit margin. So you need to be able to justify how and why women are going to buy from you, if that's a particular target audience you're going to go after. And you always want to have a niche audience, at least starting out with, because if you try and market your products and services to everyone, you will run yourself ragged because you will be trying to be all things to all people, and you will experience a huge learning curve because all of these industries have different timelines, have different seasons, have different challenges. So, and you have to learn them all if you're taking on a new client just for the sake of receiving a paycheck or receiving a client. So you really want to be smart in how you're positioning yourself in the market. And also it will lead you naturally to your community and your network. That is the natural next step for you to connect with. So with that, we're going to go right into the next step, which is your community. So there are different professional networks, and one of them I want to focus on. There's all kinds of very specific networks out there, and I would definitely say that a very quick way to meet up with different networks is through meetup.com. So if you go to meetup.com, you can find groups, or you can start your own group on an area of life or your product and industry, on anything that you want. And you put it out there and you market it, and that way you get to connect with people that are like-minded and are interested in the same things that you are, because those people are your clients. Those people are your consumers. And those people are going to be the ones that can be your advisory board or your advisory group. Because once you have all the answers to those questions, you're going to want to have conversations with a group of people that are your advisors in your industry. And they're going to be able to give you the feedback that you need to tweak your business plan to have the best results. And there, you could have a formal meeting, you could have a lunch, you could even use internet tools like SurveyMonkey. .com, which is a free tool, and if you do want to receive text comments, you will have to upgrade, but if not, if you just want to provide yes and no questions, it's a free tool you can send out to a group of people in your target audience and get immediate feedback from. So these are all really powerful free tools that you can use yourself right now today, and they're really going to help you identify your niche so you're not all over the place and you can set up a solid foundation. And these are the tools. Doing this work and this step right now is going to have you see lasting business results over time. Okay, so you won't be, you know, one of the businesses that closes after 5 years. You'll be one of the businesses that grows and or sells your business to another bigger company and starts a new project and a business venture for yourself. So we're going to go over just a little bit of recap. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to post all of the links that I shared with you. I'm also going to post on my Facebook page all of the links, and also a link to BNI, which is another great organization that I would highly recommend that you look at and that you try to connect with. There are different chapters all over the world, and you can definitely find a chapter by going online. Go to www.bni.com, and you can look at how to join. How do you join? You do need to be referred by someone. So, but the benefit to this organization is that you receive business from referrals from other business professionals. You will also share referrals. And in the particular business networking group of BNI, the chapter that you're in, that you're not going to have any competition in your particular industry. So this is a very powerful organization that I would definitely recommend that you check out, you reach out to your community, you see who might already be a member, and see if your services are needed in that chapter. And that could be an immediate way for you to connect with additional referrals, additional clients, and additional sales. And that's what it's all about, is generating results and in dollars and opportunities for you to grow your business. All right, well, that concludes our show for today. Thank you all so, so very much for listening. And please go ahead, post, ask me questions. Go to, you can find me on Twitter, Dana Delacama, or on Facebook, or on my Business Coaching by Dana page on my Facebook. And I'm still wrapping up my website, and as soon as that is ready to launch, I promise you, you will be the first to know. So thank you so much for listening to Business Coaching by Dana, where business meets art, and I look forward to speaking with you next week, Monday, between 2:30 and 3 o'clock. Thank you. Bye-bye.